All right, welcome back, everyone. We're going to jump right into some really, like, thought-provoking stuff today.
Yeah.
We're looking at the Book of Lamentations.
Okay.
And we've got this excerpt. It's called A Skeptical Analysis of the Book of Lamentations. Mm-hmm. And it really brings up some questions that I think, you know, we all kind of wrestle with a little bit.
Yeah.
When we think about these ancient texts.
Sure.
And one of the things I've found really interesting was just this whole question of authorship.
Right.
I mean, we always sort of
traditionally
associate Lamentations with Jeremiah, right?
Yeah.
But
not necessarily.
It's not like 100% certain, is it?
Right. Well, and I think that's one of the things that this analysis really pushes us to do is to look beyond those traditional interpretations.
Right.
I mean, like you said, we kind of just assume Jeremiah wrote it, but there's no...
No signature.
No signature, yeah.
There's no byline
at
the end.
Exactly. And I think the other interesting thing about it is that it's not like a straightforward narrative.
Yeah.
It's these five distinct poems, each one lamenting the destruction of Jerusalem.
And the way that destruction is described, it's just...
Vivid, yeah.
So intense. It makes you really think about, like...
It's hard to imagine.
How could people... at that time,
yeah,
reconcile that level of suffering
right.
with their faith.
Yeah, you know, and the text really doesn't hold back.
No.
I mean, it talks about widespread hunger,
yeah,
complete devastation. I mean, just a total loss of their city, their way of life.
And if this was divine punishment, as the text suggests,
right.
It does kind of challenge, you know, our modern ideas of what a benevolent God would do.
Sure. I mean, would that even be considered just... or merciful.
Right.
By today's standards, it's a really it's a really tough question.
And then there's this whole metaphor of Jerusalem as like this
abandoned woman.
Betrayed and abandoned woman.
Yeah, it's a really powerful image. And
why that imagery?
Yeah, why that imagery? Well, I think it adds another layer of complexity to the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just simple sadness, right? It's this feeling of betrayal, abandonment, even violation.
Right.
And you know, it really paints this powerful picture of Jerusalem's suffering.
And it makes you think about, like,
it does.
How gendered language plays into,
yes,
you know, even these religious texts.
Absolutely. I mean, it really prompts us to consider how gendered language shapes our understanding of power dynamics.
Right.
Even in these ancient religious texts. It's really fascinating.
It is. And then there's this whole idea that
the
text attributes all these disasters to divine wrath.
Right.
But today, we might look at, you know, the fall of Jerusalem through a totally different lens.
Completely different.
Right.
Okay, so
like we consider political strategy.
Yeah, all the different factors.
Resource scarcity.
Internal
strife. External pressures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Natural disasters even.
Yeah. I mean, we know that empires rise and fall.
Right.
Often due to factors that have nothing to do with divine intervention.
Yeah.
And natural disasters have always been a part of human history.
Exactly. So it's interesting to see how our thinking has evolved.
It has. And how those modern perspectives, informed by things like history and science, offer these alternative explanations for events that, you know, ancient people might have attributed solely to supernatural forces.
So it's not that taking a skeptical approach somehow diminishes these texts.
No, not at all.
It just helps us unpack them.
It does, yeah.
In a different way.
It allows us to engage with them on a much deeper level.
Yeah.
To peel back those layers of meaning, to see how cultural context and historical circumstances shaped these writings.
Yeah.
And I think in doing so, we gain a richer understanding not only of the text itself, but also of our own evolving perspectives.
Yeah. I mean, even if we don't share the same beliefs.
Yeah. As, you know, whoever wrote Lamentations.
Right.
We can still find relevance in these themes.
Oh, absolutely. The themes of loss, grief, questioning one's faith.
Right.
These are timeless human experiences.
Yeah.
And Lamentations, at its core, is this incredibly powerful exploration of how people grapple with profound suffering.
Right.
And seek meaning in the face of tragedy.
Yeah.
And those themes, they resonate across cultures and throughout history.
Right.
They connect us to this shared human experience that transcends time and belief.
Well, this has been a really fascinating look.
It has.
At Lamentations.
And, yeah. You know,
for anyone listening who's interested in kind of digging deeper into critical thinking.
Absolutely.
The text mentions this book by Dr. Bo Bennett.
Great resource.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great resource for anyone who wants to kind of refine their analytical skills.
Right.
And engage with these complex ideas.
Yeah, so maybe a good...
A good starting point.
Starting point, yeah. And just to leave you with something to think about.
Yeah.
How does analyzing these ancient texts from a secular perspective
right.
affect how you view them?
Interesting question.
Does it change your understanding of their meaning?
Yeah.
Or their significance?
Yeah. How does it shape your interpretation?
Exactly. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Let us know on that.
Absolutely.
So until next time.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody. Tune in.